You're listening to Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The 2019 legislative session may be over, but the fun isn't. It's time for Texas Monthly's biennial after-action report examining the best and worst at the Texas Capitol. Joining us now, Carlos Sanchez. He's senior editor at Texas Monthly. Carlos, good to see you again, and thanks so much for stopping by the studios.
Always a pleasure to be here, David.
This is a fun thing that Texas Monthly has been doing since really its inception, right?
Yes, this is, I believe, the 23rd list that it has created, and it's become a standard bearer for all legislative sessions.
Yeah, this y'all don't seem to be too worried about stepping on people's toes. So no one's ever gotten their nose too badly bent out of shape over these?
Oh, I think they have. I've, to this day, been cussed out lawmakers
right?
in the past.
Yes. Ouch. Well, you know, it's a best and worst list, in a sense, if for those of you who may not have seen this in the past. I was inclined to begin with the worst. Where do you think we should begin here as we take a look at this list?
Well, one thing that we did this year is create a couple of new categories.
Oh, really?
And I really think that's where I'd like to begin.
All right. Well, let's go. What new is here?
One of the new categories is most improved. And we're giving that to Governor Abbott.
Oh, say more about that. Why Governor Abbott?
Well, in sessions past, there's been a lot of complaints that he's either been disengaged or not been well-informed with regard or very communicative mm-hmm. with regard to his legislative priorities.
That wasn't the case this year.
No. He kind of set the agenda from the get-go, followed through, was a constant participant, was frequently on both the House and Senate floors. He really had a good session, and I think there was a lot of focus because of that.
You know, so looking at this best list and the worst list, I noticed that it doesn't cut cleanly down partisan lines at all. I mean, on the one hand, you have on the best list, Donna Howard, a Democrat from the Austin area. And then I see here a very prominent Republican, indeed, Dennis Bonin, making the best list. Why was he on the best list?
That was one of the more interesting processes. This is a list that is not solely compiled by the observations of members of Texas Monthly. Mm. We spend the session talking to lobbyists who are there on a daily basis, and in particular, we talk to members of the legislature themselves.
Oh, interesting.
And I was particularly struck in asking both Democrats and Republicans in the House who they thought should be on the best list. And to a person, everybody mentioned Dennis Bonin.
Is this because of the contrast with his predecessor, perhaps?
Yes. I think a lot of people have been calling this a kumbaya session, mm-hmm. and in great measure, it's owed to Dennis Bonin and his presence. He was someone who gave, I think, Governor Abbott additional backup in terms of the balance of power. And it's interesting that longtime members of the House were comparing Dennis Bonin to Pete Laney when he was Speaker of the House. And Pete Laney had a real philosophy of letting the members decide, and he would always advise the members to vote your constituents.
On the worst list, you have Dan Patrick, who has made that half of the list in the past, a lieutenant governor. Also a Democrat here, Pancho Navarez.
Pancho really kind of stood out toward the end of the session. There was a lot of things, and again, this is something that lawmakers call to our attention because they were furious with the antics of Pancho Navarez. And in particular, it ended with a domestic violence bill to help aid in the containment of domestic violence. Came over from the Senate, and he added an attachment that he said was just something that would provide for economic growth. And it was a bill basically to allow the purveyors of the West Texas nuclear dump site to avoid millions of dollars in payments to the state.
Now, wait a minute. That dump site's not even in his district, is it?
It's not in his district, and a lot of people are curious as to why. Ultimately, it died at the hands of Governor Abbott, who vetoed the legislation for that very move.
Very interesting list, and it's always great to get a chance to talk with Carlos Sanchez. He's senior editor at Texas Monthly. We'll have a link to the full list over at texasstandard.org. Carlos, congratulations on this new compilation, and thanks again.
Thank you for your time, David.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.